How to overcome feeling lost in your new job. Enlist the right support. Are you feeling lost in your new job? Maybe overwhelmed in a new position or in a new project? Are you feeling like you're not ready for that step? Or you don't have a clue on what to do to get the job done? Well, don't give up, my friend. If you give up, your confidence is going to decrease. If you get through it, then your confidence will grow. So I was a young analyst and I finally got promoted into this job I wanted as a manager. But I felt like a complete disaster. I had no idea what was going on. I didn't know what my boss asked me to do. I didn't understand the terminology, the jargon, the product names. I felt like I was constantly bothering other people to ask them for help and guidance. So my new team distrusted me and also actually yelled at me. I had no control over them. Loads of problems happened every week and I felt terribly guilty. My team even did interventions. They called it interventions to fix their manager, that was me. And my boss knew all about it. And sometimes my team refused to do what I asked them to do. My boss would take me to these meetings with clients and partner companies to negotiate and solve problems, and I just didn't know what to say. Sometimes I got a nasty gram from suppliers and business partners because I handled the situation so poorly. I kept thinking that my boss was going to fire me any day, and I was really stressed out, but I kept going anyways. So here's what I did to overcome the overwhelm. Right? Here's something I did as all of those problems started happening and popping up. I did not keep it to myself. I didn't hide. I was in constant conversation with my boss about my challenges, even though I felt like I was exposing all my weaknesses and that my boss would regret hiring me. Not doing the job or constantly failing was an even worse choice. Quitting was not a choice for me until I gave the job at least 1 year. So for example, when my team complained about me, I told my boss what happened and how I handled the situation. Then he would give me tips. Or when an employee refused to do the work that I told them to do, I would tell my boss and he coached me on how to deal with the situation. When people in the organization weren't taking me seriously, I told my boss and he sent an email out to the team letting them know that for certain topics, whatever I said was aligned with him and in that they should take it seriously. So he basically empowered me. Those situations kept happening for at least 6 months. I had a trouble, I did my best, but also kept in dialogue with my boss. Not complaining, but in dialogue. And he helped me overcome each challenge. Then something surprising happened. 1 year later, I was accepted into my dream master's program, and so I told my boss that I was gonna leave. I still thought I was a complete disaster. Problems were just popping up left and right. From that moment onwards, my boss gave me a lot of public praise. I had no idea he had such high regards for me. And because of his high praise, I realized that what seemed super messy for me was part of the job and that I was handling pretty well compared to other people. Not only that, because I involved him in every major problem, he knew it wasn't easy. He knew what I was going through and that I had to overcome a lot of those challenges. You know, a lot of which he wouldn't have known because they were because I was such a young person managing older people. Then over time, as I learned about how to manage a team, it did get easier and learned how to deal with the role. The bottom line is this: anything new or challenging is going to feel overwhelming and uncomfortable at first. You might doubt yourself, you might feel like a disaster, but it doesn't mean that you're failing. It means that you're going through a steep learning curve. You are growing and you are developing fast. So embrace that growth discomfort and make sure you don't hide or isolate yourself with your challenges. Use the resources, mentors, coaches, and colleagues around you to overcome those challenges one at a time, even if those conversations are hard. Soon, what seems hard today will feel like a breeze tomorrow. You'll keep the higher salary, title, and impact. More importantly, you'll grow your inner confidence. Recap, feeling lost in a new job or new project is natural and temporary. Don't quit. To get through it, enlist the support of someone who can help you. That can even be your boss. That way, they'll know exactly where you are and will be able to help you. Not only that, your boss will see your commitment and growth and will respect that. And after a few months, you'll overcome those challenges. You'll find joy again and feel more confident. Quote, starting a new job is always scary. It's like the first day of school. Sean Maher.